Who were the other personalities? This would be in the 70s,
right?
At Channel 5. Who did news and weather and some that people would remember?
Well, the person that took me under her wing and the very person that I realized later on that people thought we would not get along was Ida B. Ida B. became... Ida B, I didn't realize she had been a teacher before, but when I met Ida just kind of took me in like her child and was always giving me pointers. And Ida B was the very first person to put me on television live on her, because she did her show live. Ida B was the biggest thing in Oklahoma.
So she did a talk show?
Yeah, she did a talk show for a long, long time. When she would go, she had different sponsors like a travel agency, and I can't remember the name of the agency, but she would take people, people would sign up and go on a trip wherever Ida was going as part of the commercial package that they paid for Ida's show. Ida went to John and said, I want Joyce, instead of bringing in, she would bring in people either from radio or from in the community, you know, just to do her, to tape her shows while she was gone. And she asked John about me doing her show live. And he said, yeah, if Joyce would do it, that'd be great. And so John called me in and he said, I don't want you to do it. And I thought, no, I can't do that. That's live. That means if I screw up.
Or if I cry.
Yeah, they can't fix it. And so John said, it's going to be okay. But Ida was always so much fun. And when she used to have models on her show. And when she realized that I was doing some modeling every once in a while for fashion shows at stores for Pat Shockey, she had me on the show doing some modeling. And but Ida was always like a mother figure to me, because she was always sit up straight.
Any other names, personalities?
Well, Ho-Ho the Clown, of course. Ed Bertrall, we became close friends working out there, and I was friends with all his family, and of course Dr. Bob Blackburn. he was Bob when he used to come out to the station. That's his mother, Ida B.
Oh,
Ida B.
Okay,
that was his mother, and so I met
course,
him when he
Bob
was a
Blackburn
little.
Blackburn was the director here of
yeah,
Oklahoma History Center
right,
for so
right.
many years.
Yes, he was just a little kid when he used to come to the station.
That's cute, right?
Yeah.
How about a newscaster or weatherman?
I just ran into somebody I worked with. I just ran into Jane Giraud the other day.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen her in a long, long time, but Jane started out there. I remember when Jane first put her on television. She smiled at everything, and I remember her first hard news story. She smiled at them. No. But it was just, you know, reaction. So Jane worked out there later as I was leaving. Jane was out there.
And let me just say, I've interviewed Jane.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talk about shy. She was shy.
Yes, yes.
And she became Miss America.
Miss America.
And
yes.
She was hoping she wouldn't be Miss America.
Right.
Because all this attention that would
right.
come to her.
Right.
Yeah, she tells that story.
Yeah.
Overcome shyness. Another one who was shy was David Boren.
Oh, okay.
He had a hard
okay.
time asking for people for money and knocking on the doors and
yeah.
coming out. Right. So
yeah.
anyway, but Jane Giraud, we have her interview on
right.
Voices of Oklahoma.
And I was trying to think of the main anchors that were out there. Jerry, I can't think of his last name. He was in the sports department. He was there for a long, long time. And the two main anchors, there was one blonde female, I can't recall her name right at the moment. She was there a long, long time, because that's when she was the main anchor, but the anchor we had for a long, long time was...
I can't help you because I wasn't here.
Yeah, right, right. I'll have to think.
Yep.
Have to pull up their names.
All right. So, but you did these talk shows, but mm-hmm. you did some news story?
Yeah, they started putting me in news as a filler sometime. It wasn't until Gannett purchased our station that the news director was a vice president with Gannett. and over USA Today. When he came to our station, then he was there. God, it's awful to lose names, and then they come back to you at some strange time. But he watched me do some of the little talk show things, and he talked to John, and then he called me one day, caught me in the hall, and he said, "You ever think about coming into the news department?" And I said, "No."
You're always saying no.
I said, "Oh, no, that's too scary." And so he said, "I want you to give it a try. I want you to give it a try." And so I shadowed some of the reporters. I shadowed, matter of fact, each one of the reporters, the sports person, the and we did a sports stories, and I shadowed people, a wreck on the highway or something. And then because I had been a partner with the guy when I first started on the talk show, they said, "Well, we want you to fill in sometime, like on a weekend." And so I started doing that.
A newscast?
Yeah, yeah.
And you couldn't believe that either.
No. And that's when I decided. I told John, I said, "I'm thinking about enrolling in college." He said, "Good." He said, "Good." He said, "But you need that for you. You don't need that for what you're doing." He said, "Because you're doing fine. You're doing great." And when I enrolled in Central State University, when it was Central State, the professor said, "Did you come to just observe?" I said, "No, I came to get my degree because I dropped out of college." And so a lot of the students thought I came to teach.
Because you were several years older than them.
Yeah, and not only that, they saw me on television all the time. Yeah, yeah, they were seeing me on television then on a regular basis. Because once I started working, filling in, then I ended up working in the news department.